A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
I just wanna listen.
As my world turns, the heart beats. Not only in my chest, but the heart in the street. So when they feel this, they feel me. But I can't feel nothing outside these Dre beats. I am from the city of evil, came from the bottom. Standing on top, I was supposed to be my coffin. What's up? Inception shows me as a dead man walking. But reflection shows this kid still got it. Let it be known I got the throne like I don't know that there's a king. Never grew up around a family cause I'm not a human being. And anyone under my level that's coming in my spot.
Hey, congratulations, gang, you're still with us. This is Stunt Granny WrestleMania 28 audio preview number 5. This time we're going to cover an important match. CM Punk is taking on Chris Jericho for the WWE title, or championship, as they've called it. So, I guess let's get into it. Where should we start with this? It kind of goes back all the way to what? Was it December? They started putting those Chris Jericho promos up?
Yeah, did he actually say that those were part of him being anti-Punk?
No, but it signified the return, and it kept saying the end of the world and whatever else, which he tried to tie in to this feud, you know?
Okay.
He by saying, you know, it's the end of the world as you know it, and I guess he was talking for Punk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm stretching as much as they did.
Yeah. It's the end of being straight edge as you know it.
Yeah, I guess that's what they were trying to accomplish with that. I don't know. But yeah, so it starts back in whatever, December, January, he pops up. Was kind of entertaining the first night, I thought.
Right.
Just come doing whatever he wanted to and leaving. I know it made Dusty mad, but, you know, a guy, he milks it up. Everyone's cheering him. And then finally, you know, he attacks Punk. You've got your Royal Rumble thing. Didn't really happen there because Jericho didn't win. So I guess that's a good place to start. Would it have been better if Jericho would have won the Rumble match to further stake a claim like he is the best? And he proved it by winning the Rumble?
I don't really think so, honestly. I mean, it doesn't do anything because even when you win the Rumble, to me, you don't necessarily need to be a great wrestler. Like, they always try to sell it. To me, they always try to sell it like it's more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always say that it's luck of the draw, but then it's kind of like the old, I love talking back about Tom Brady. It's just like, oh, yeah, you can get Tom Brady in the 6th round. I'll tell you what, how many quarterbacks are that good that end up getting picked in the 6th round? Aside from Tom Brady, pretty much none. So, yeah, it can happen, sure. But
Wasn't it Kurt Warner wasn't even signed, and he was in the Arena League?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. And they were like, you know, and here's Kurt Warner, who was unsigned and straight a product, and he wins the Super Bowl. All right, and that was really about it. I mean, I know he got back there again, twice, actually. But,
right.
But name me another Arena League guy. I don't know if Tony Romo was one of those or not. But
Tommy Maddox, but he didn't get to the Super Bowl. XFL, baby. You know, even after all those examples, I don't think, you know, the Royal Rumble determines who the best wrestler is. I don't think it helped Jericho out in that claim. I'm perfectly fine with the, I shouldn't say perfectly fine, but, you know, they went with an angle that works just as well or better as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I said that, and going back to what you're saying, though, yeah, it is nice how they keep saying it's the luck of the draw, it's luck of the draw. And then after whoever wins, it's always, I had to go through 29 other people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't throw all 29 out. I mean, you know, I get the exaggeration part, but it's just a little strange. Like, no, you fucking didn't. You didn't do anything.
Like, I get the exaggeration if it was a heel doing it, but a babyface doing it is a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah. Well, I always think it's funny because the babyface always, like, later on will, like, when they turn heel eventually, they'll bring it up. I mean, it's just, it's always funny how, like, to round this back to Jericho. Jericho beat The Rock and Steve Austin in one night. And when he's a face, everyone's like, wow, he beat the Austin and The Rock in the same night. When he's a heel, it's like, yeah, well, you know, he did it kind of, you know, he didn't do it on the up and up. It always changes.
Oh.
So that always makes me laugh. Just like, well, they remember. And sticking with a theme, selective history, you know?
Oh, yep.
But yeah, no, I like the idea of Punk winning the Rumble only because, and I know he doesn't need it, but he can do that really arrogant thing of I went through and tossed out 29 other participants or other wrestlers, superstars, whatever. Even if it's a lie,
right?
You know, just to build it up. But no, I think you're right though. He really didn't need it, so I guess that's why it didn't really matter.
Yeah, well, and after I thought about it too, just even in between my voice sessions here, Sheamus didn't really need it either, because who else on SmackDown were they going to have take on the world champ, you know? Like, he's the only one that's really been going to town and just beating everyone left and right.
Yeah, yeah.
So having Jericho win, I guess it wouldn't have been a bad thing. I just don't think it was necessary considering his lengthy credentials, whether he did beating The Rock and Austin the same night underhanded or not.
Yeah, I mean, I that's selective history thing that they consistently remember it. You know, it by this time it should be something that they've long forgotten. But I guess since it's WrestleMania, they're allowed to, you know, they're allowed to or want to as much as they can bring it up.
He's made a very storied history out of that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly can't remember a promo or a time that he's been in the company since that happened that he hasn't used that. So it's kind of hard to pretend that you forgot about it when the guy doing the promos has mentioned it, like, you know, once every week for the past however many years, except for when he's in some shitty rock band.
Well,
actually, I shouldn't say shitty rock band, when he's a shitty singer in a good rock band.
Yeah, with a bunch of talented musicians. I don't know. I haven't heard him since.
Ooh.
That original Fozzy. I don't know. I really don't know.
I did. So, I
really?
Was not any more impressed with his singing now than I was then.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Yeah, so I know we've been focusing a lot on...
I'm sorry, did I throw you off by saying that Fozzy was shitty?
Yeah, I know.
Just completely got you out of sorts.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm trying to tie it back into getting away from Fozzy, but...
Right.
For trying to keep these
well,
on track.
We go from hard rock to punk music, man.
Yeah, or whatever it is nowadays.
Well, punk definitely listens to punk music, so
he listens to a lot of that screamo and grindcore and all that stuff, too, so I don't know.
No.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. But no, and punk throughout the whole thing, you know, he survived the Elimination Chamber. Which, you know, helped boost, not that he needed it, but it did help boost credibility, if you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, he, after his little feud with Cena there, and post that where Cena kind of gave him the big ups, he's been a bit on the back burner, so, you know, winning a big match like that, I think, is useful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, he beat Ziggler at the Rumble, right?
That's what it was. Yeah.
But really, I mean, no offense to Dolph, but that's not saying a whole lot, you know? Especially now that, you know, they seem to be forcing a tag team with him and Swagger, at least for the time being.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's for another topic.
Yeah. But yeah, it... Oh, yeah, that's actually coming up later today. I guess they needed, like, they had the personal thing with Punk. I'm sorry, Jericho. I'm having a very hard time with these two names for some reason. I keep getting backwards. I almost did it again. With Jericho attacking Punk and then carrying on later. But then now that they've added this little personal thing with Jericho, you know, calling his sister a drug addict, calling his dad an alcoholic, I was trying to figure out if it was all that necessary, because it seemed like it was getting a decent amount of hype as it was. A good amount. There was already potential for a good match just based off of who's better. And I know in wrestling you can add those personal touches, which is what they've done with one of the other matches that'll come up tomorrow. Both matches tomorrow. But I don't know if it was necessary.
I guess it depends upon how long their feud goes. You know, I mean, if this is just done after WrestleMania, I guess I understand why they went there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they keep on going, this seems like a perfect thing to be a feud extender.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, by the way. But then again, I guess losing, you wouldn't be losing at the biggest show of them all.
Right.
Either, which maybe is a part of it that it gets overlooked a little bit in that department.
Well, yeah, I mean, they make a special note of saying, like, Cena and Rock, once in a lifetime. So that's got the big match feel, you know. Taker, Triple H, you know. Even though you've seen it, it's still giantly special. This one doesn't seem hugely special, but it still seems to have that interest. And I guess that's why I didn't think they needed the personal touch. This was a match people wanted to see anyways.
Oh,
and
right.
And speaking of what you were saying, if this is for WrestleMania, here's the thing: did they need it even then? Even if it was just this match. If it was just who's better than who. Because remember, years ago, was it 19? Was that... sorry, Jericho and Shawn Michaels, I think. I don't remember offhand.
No.
But that was like one match. And they didn't get back into a feud until years later. And they didn't have that personal thing. It was just Jericho wanted to take on Triple H. God, what the fuck, man? I almost called Shawn Michaels CM Punk. I don't know what's going on.
yeah.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah, you are completely out of sorts here.
Oh, can you imagine if we were doing like the Team Teddy, Team Johnny match right now? It'd be the Iron Sheik versus Bob Backlund with Bruno Sammartino in the corner. I mean, it'd just be random names for absolutely no reason.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you were right. It was WrestleMania 19 that Shawn Michaels defeated Chris Jericho.
I thought he fought Triple H. Whatever.
Well, you said Shawn Michaels first, and know, then you went to Triple H. So you were right on the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so Jericho loses... Like, they have the match. It was just based on respect that he wanted to face Shawn Michaels and see how it went from there. And then, you know, at the end, he kicks him in the balls, whatever, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I almost thought that this could have had the same effect. Now, they could have both been, you know, heel-face, which would have been different with Jericho Michaels. At least I don't think Jericho was a heel then. Can't remember. But anyways, and then have, you know, if Jericho loses, okay, they could, if this was going to go further, that's when they could have used this. Because you've already got the who's better part out of the way, supposedly.
Oh, right.
But Jericho could have pulled it out and said, well, you know what, I may have lost on a fluke, and it lied, it doesn't matter. And, you know, but your dad is still going to be an alcoholic, and your sister's a drug addict. You know, build it up from there to bait Punk into fighting him again.
Right.
Just something, maybe?
Yeah, well, that's why I said that to me, I think it would be a feud extender. Or, yeah, even like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, right then and there, the next
month.
Where you're jamming it into that pay-per-view that's 2 weeks after WrestleMania.
Backlash, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, what's done is done. The crowd seems to be eating it up.
Yes, they do.
Those live crowds, like he goes, "Oh, your sister." Oh, like they're two schoolyard bitches just slap fighting to start it off before they get into the hair pulling. But I don't know. I guess we talked about some of the other ones. This is definitely a top four match.
Yeah, to me, I could probably pull that up in a second here, but like wrestling wise, I'm not looking forward to another match more than this one. You know, that I look at them, I really think that Brian and Sheamus has the potential to be really good in the skill department. And then Undertaker, Triple H, outside of that, you know, the other matches are just going to be kind of there to me, like, for wrestling-wise.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely the top two. And I think for wrestling-wise, yeah. This and then Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. Goddamn, if I got to go through all these names, I'm going to fucking lose it. Anyways... But then I think for pure spectacle, Rock Cena is definitely one of the top two for me.
Because that's more of a spectacle. Like, I think The Rock had always improved in the room, and I always think that Cena is better than most people give him credit for in the ring.
Yeah, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
I just realized.
But I still wanted to at least explain myself in this audio. So, like, I think that they're going to have a fine enough match, but I don't think that they can live up to the quality that Punk and Jericho can deliver.
Yeah.
Like, it's an overall whole. Like, the crowd's probably going to be more into that matchup just because it's bigger names and everything, but... then again, we've mentioned how WrestleMania, because of just the largeness of the crowd, that some of these matches like this, where it's almost a dream matchup in a way, you know, they get a little more of a bump from some of the people in the crowd.
Well, I totally lost my train of thought. I don't know why we're even bothering. I can't concentrate. I can't get the fucking names right. What day is it? I mean, are we covering? What is the SummerSlam we're covering? Where you're having a perfectly good conversation with someone who is a gerbil. I'm not even here. Oh my god. I feel bad for you people listening. I'm actually trying. I'm paying attention. Just no words want to come to mind. So it's a problem when you have to talk and actually have some sort of conversation. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. So whatever you just said, yeah, you're right. This could have been... Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I guess in the interest of fairness, let's wrap this one up. I'm going to go find some food or something, and then we'll go from there. Jesus Christ.
Well, you forgot one thing. I don't know who gets to guess the outcome of the match first.
I was getting to that part, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think it is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, it's my turn.
Okay.
Right? Whatever. I'm trying to figure out how they've set it up, if I've changed my mind on anything, but I'm actually going to take Jericho to win this one. I think... Going back to a little bit of what I said, because apparently I can remember my stuff, and you mentioned it too, that there's a specialness to WrestleMania matches. This one has a big match feel, but it doesn't have a WrestleMania special to it.
Okay.
So this feud will continue, and I think the only way to make that continue, because they already shot their wad, is to have Jericho win.
Gotcha.
That way he can start the running down the course of Punk... second guessing himself, fighting demons, whatever else to kind of get, because they got to make him a little bit sympathetic because he hasn't been really. He's just like that little smart ass kid,
right?
So I think this is a little dose of humility, but so I'm going to go with Jericho, even though probably on the roundup I'll change my mind because I think I've picked a lot of heels to win. So
gotcha.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, no, I'm going with the opposite end here. I'm going with Punk just because as much as I love Jericho, they also know that CM Punk is going to be more of the workhorse between the two of them here in the near future. And yeah, if Punk hasn't been cemented as one of the top main event guys, again, like winning it at WrestleMania in a title match, despite the fact that they're not in one of the two main events, I think really, you know, that's the 28-day curing period for having cement actually fully hardened. So I say that's what ends up going out.
All right. All right, well, that works out. I was going to get out here before we mumble it. Check back later today. We'll cover Team Johnny and Team Teddy, and it should be an awesome one with all the names involved. So I'm sure to get it wrong, and just tune in. It'll be better than next time. Oh, one thing I was going to mention, Jericho's record at WrestleMania is no better than Big Show's record.
The hell?
Yeah. So I wish I would have remembered that before I started the sign-off. But hey, that's what the roundup's for. So thanks for listening. We'll be back this afternoon with Team Teddy and Team Johnny, okay? Later, guys.